On this episode, we preview the 2018 International Festival of the Holidays at Epcot. This is episode 125 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. And go out and join the Capture the Magic community on Facebook. This is a wonderful group. And what are you doing over there? You want to do this part?
No.
Go do the rest of it, and I'll make faces at you. Go ahead.
I don't even know where we're at.
We're going to Don't Forget to Listen.
Don't forget to listen to Jared and Jamie Lee. They do Capture the Magic podcast on ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. And then Jared and Jeremy release new Diz Dudes every Wednesday. I almost said Jared, Jamie, Jeremy. Like, I don't know what I started to
say. Okay.
Anyways. Then here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays. So this Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long.
That was okay. That was okay. I don't know if you're taking over my job, but
I don't want to.
Well, good. And right now, if you want to bring the parks home with some Joffrey's coffee, into your own house, tea, coffee, go out to joffreys.com, use code CTM20 at checkout, and save 20%. If you're getting ready to plan your next vacation at either Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando, then you can reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. Let her know that Main Street Magic sent you. Costs absolutely nothing to use her services, and she will make sure you get the best deal. She'll help you with your ADRs, your fast passes. As I like to say, a little bit of a no-brainer. So today we are talking International Festival of the Holidays at Epcot. And I want to run through, if you go back to last episode, can you be serious for 1 second so we can get through this episode?
I'm being serious.
Okay. All right. Wait till this one ends up on YouTube so everybody can watch you. So we got to get through this. We got, we're recording on our Wednesday night a little bit later, and we've got a weekend in freezing cold Boston coming up.
Yes.
So trying to get a couple episodes ahead of time. If Rhonda will cooperate with me. Will you?
I've cooperated the
okay.
whole time.
All right, understand. Funny face lady there wearing your children's pajamas, I think.
They're not children's pajamas, are they?
I don't know. They're the size of children's pajamas. So this is running from November 18th to December 30th. This is 6 days after Food and Wine Festival. And if you go back to the last episode, we do talk about the holiday must-dos at Disney. We included the International Festival of the Holidays, but we didn't dive in too deep. And today we're going to dive in a little bit deeper.
Okay.
So this was previously called Holidays Around the World, which technically ended in 2016, which was the first year of the Holiday Kitchens, that they started to add the booths that they've had, you know, from Flower and Garden, from Food and Wine. 2017, this became International Festival of the Holidays. Uh-huh. So really just a name change, but, you know, not too much of a change, except that they are now putting a little more emphasis and dedication to the food and to the booths.
Okay.
So this is, you know, discover a festival like no other, featuring the joyous holiday traditions of our 11 World Showcase nations. Epcot International Festival of the Holidays surrounds you in the wondrous sights, sounds, and flavors of the season as celebrated by cultures near and far. Come and delight in stirring live musical productions, savor seasonal food and beverage specialties at the expanded holiday kitchens, and take a festive global tour as costume performers bring time-honored traditions to life throughout World Showcase. Then finally, you can hear the stirring story. Are you stirring a lot? Seems like they could have bought a thesaurus switch that up a little bit. Hear the stirring story of Christmas as told by a celebrity narrator and accompanied by a 50-piece orchestra and massed choir. This is the Candlelight Processional, and performances are at 5 p.m., 6:45 p.m., and 8:15 p.m. daily, and that is from November 22nd to December 30th. So this is what we're going to talk about first, is the Candlelight Processional.
Okay.
We've never done this.
We wanted to last year.
Right. We just didn't make it around to it. We're doing it this year. Mm-hmm. These do have celebrity narrators that, again, tell the stirring story of Christmas.
Say that five times fast.
I will not. And I'll run through the list of who's there. You can go out to the website, find full dates, but you have Cheetah Rivera. Helen Hunt is new this year. Carlton Banks himself, Alfonso Ribeiro,
is new this year.
Who I would love to go see him. Robbie Benson, John Stamos, Neil Patrick Harris. If we could just spend December 1st through December 6th and see every showing, I would watch back to 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 back, however many there are, John Stamos and Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, I think there's only three.
Well, they're 2 days and 3 days four days for Neil Patrick, and then 2 days for John Stamos. So that's six at three daily. So six times three is 24. It's 24
times
showings.
You'd see him 24 times.
Yes. Combined, okay. I would. Okay. I would just camp there. And then I would immediately head home as quick as I could before Whoopi Goldberg
gets
there. That's
not nice.
New this year is Bart Millard. Then we have Blair Underwood, who I'm sure is very popular with the ladies.
Who's that?
You know who Blair Underwood is?
Is it Carrie Underwood's brother?
No. It's not even close at all. Then we have who we believe we may see this year. We're still working out some plans. Mr. Lieutenant Dan himself, Gary Sinise, Pat Sajak.
That's Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. I don't know if Vanna White is with him or not. New this year is, I'm going to butcher her name, Lee Cravajalo. That's Moana.
Oh.
Yeah, I bet that would be great to see. She would be awesome to see. I don't know. She better. Then we have Edward James Olmos, Jodie Benson, and rounding it out, Cal Ripken Jr., which is pretty cool.
Is Jodie related to Robbie?
So Cal Ripken, I would like to see Cal Ripken Jr. having grown up outside of Baltimore and going to Orioles games my whole life. Do you have any idea who Cal Ripken Jr. was?
He's a baseball player.
Well, you know that now. Did you know that before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. one thing you may want to do, and this is what we're doing for Neil Patrick Harris and Gary Sinise, is for some of these really popular ones, I would probably rope in Moana. I would put in Jodie Benson. I would probably John Stamos.
How about Robbie Benson?
I don't think he's going to be as popular. Some of these more popular ones, you really may want to look at doing the dining package for Candlelight Processional.
Okay.
Because if you do this, so each, oh boy, we've got a lot to get through here, sweetheart. You're goofy tonight. Each Candlelight Processional dining package includes one appetizer, one entree, one dessert, and your choice of a non-alcoholic beverage at select full-service restaurants, or it's one full buffet where applicable. All dining packages do include guaranteed seating for Candlelight Processional, the showing that you want. Now,
I think we should do that.
We are doing that. I just said that. When I booked Neil Patrick Harris, we're doing on a 1:30 lunch at Via Napoli. And we are seeing, I got a call. I think we're seeing the 5 p.m. showing. You can pick. But it does depend on availability. And then for Lieutenant Diane, we're doing Ale and Compass breakfast. And I want to say that might be the 5 p.m. showing as well. I have to double check. Now, this is basically lunch or dinner. There are some that offer breakfast, and they're basically available at all the restaurants throughout World Showcase and even some over in the Boardwalk area. So prices range, and what I find crazy is a lot of these prices between child and adult can range $25 to $30 in difference. I don't know what they're going to charge Kaylin, because she is considered an adult, but she still rings up as 9 years old and MDE. She is for Ale and Compass, for Gary Sinise. So And the difference between lunch and dinner is almost nothing in most cases. Like Ale and Compass, for example, a lunch for adult is 54, a child is 23. A dinner for adult is only 64, a child is still 23. Hmm. Some on the cheaper end are Nine Dragons. For lunch, you're talking only $50 for adults, $16.99 for kids. For dinner, you're talking $58 for adults, $18.50 for kids. Restaurant Marrakesh is a little bit on the lower end, $52 for adults at lunch, $19 for kids, $62 for dinner for adults, $19 for kids. And then the breakfast offerings are available at the Royal Banquet Hall, Ale and Compass, Garden Grill, and Trattoria Al Forno, Bon Voyage Adventure Breakfast. I chose Ale and Compass because it was $38 for adults and $22 for children. It was basically the cheapest breakfast you could get.
We could go to the Hall. Bon
Voyage is much more expensive because you're also going to get Flynn, you're going to get Rapunzel. Yeah. And you're going to get, I wish that would stop beeping at me. You're going to get Flynn. You're going to get Rapunzel. You're going to get Eric and Ariel.
Let's do that.
But if you want to call and see if you can switch it, it might be too late. So again, Candlelight Processional. If you can, I would go to the first showing if you don't have a dining package. If you choose to do a dining package, you're guaranteed seating. So the real popular ones like Neil Patrick, Uncle Jesse, Lieutenant Dan. I should just say we're going to see Barney Stinson and we're seeing Lieutenant Dan. Okay. And I wish we were seeing Carlton Banks and Uncle Jesse.
Okay.
All right. Next, we're going to go into the Joyful, a celebration of the season. So you get to experience the joy of Christmas and Kwanzaa and the uplifting gospel, R&B, and holiday songs of the Joyful Vocal Ensemble with daily performances at the Future World Fountain Stage. That's the big stage, big fountain right behind Spaceship Earth. And they're going to have daily concerts that says gospel, R&B, holiday songs, something that's neat to check out as well. You want to talk some about Chippendale's Christmas Tree Spree, which is back this year?
Yeah. It's your normal scavenger hunt that you have for the kiddos during all the...
Or adults
during all the holiday... All the festivals. And so we got Chippendale and they're in trees, basically. And it's cool. It's really cool. Do you know what the prize is?
No, I don't know this year. I had not seen what the prize is this year. But
hopefully it's good. They've really been...
They've been stepping it up.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm.
Yep. And you're basically... You're helping Chip and Dale collect ornaments for their Christmas tree. So aww. That's what you're searching for throughout. You're going to get your little booklet. This usually runs between $7 to $10.
You do get an annual pass holder discount.
You do get a discount. And your kiddos, whoever you want, your old people... Young people, like, you go around, you find these throughout the World Showcase, like all the other scavenger hunts. You have a sticker, put your sticker on your little guide map, turn it in, get a nice little prize. So it's a great way to keep kids entertained, and it's a fun kind of, like, family event. We buy one for each kid. Depending on the prize, you know, we might get four this year, so we can get, if there's four, a lot of times there's four different types of the prize, and we like to collect them, so that might be something you want to do.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got, you know, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth going on every night, has a little bit of an extra festive holiday finale, and we lose this in 2019, so if you are coming here during the holidays and it might be your last chance to see Illuminations, I'd probably recommend you make sure you catch it, because then it's gone next year.
Where's it going?
They're putting it out to pass. It's going to a farm up in northern New York to live with the electrical light parade. It's going up with wishes. This is where they all go when they are ready to move on. It's a nice pasture. It's a big field.
Oh.
Yeah. They take good care of them up there. Oh. So
Christina know about this?
why would she know about it? Because she lives in New York?
Uh-huh.
You're just putting all of New York into just one place?
Nah,
one
she's very
place?
Smart. She knows a lot okay, of New
all
York.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. So, it was an interesting one tonight. couple of tips before we get into the festival booths, and we're going to run through the menu, which I was looking forward to. I'm not so sure now. This should be fun and interesting. But
I can leave.
Illuminations is obviously much more popular during the holidays, very crowded during Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you have an opportunity, I would grab a spot 30 to 45 minutes, maybe even an hour ahead of time. Get some snacks, get something from the food booths, grab yourself a drink. Just sit your butt down and wait so that you can enjoy it. As I mentioned, the candlelight processional, you know, Neil Patrick draws in about the most guests out of anyone. Oh, wow. And I said last episode, I've not been more excited for something at Disney this past year almost than seeing Neil Patrick Hill. I'm totally going to wear my new suit there. Did I say that last episode? I should wear my suit.
Okay.
You and I go that day. We would have time to break and go back to the hotel so I could suit up and maybe get down front. I want him to sign my suit.
Really? No. You spent too much money.
I could have him sign the inside or my pocket square. I got a pocket square with it. I could have him sign my pocket square.
You could take a picture with him.
I wish I could only get that close. I'll Photoshop myself in. Same with Moana. I would put John Stamos on this list. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
And he is actually on a Sunday. So the Sunday could be pretty busy. No, I'm sorry. He's a Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday
the only
busy.
Reason we're literally not driving down to see John Stamos is because we have our annual Christmas party at our house for friends and family. And so we won't be able to go see Uncle Jesse.
Nope.
But or if you don't care that much about who your narrator is and you just want to see the processional, go on another night to avoid some of the crowds. You know, don't hit the big time ones. I actually think Whoopi Goldberg's pretty popular for some reason. I don't know.
Why are you being mean?
I would personally rather listen to Gilbert Godfrey read the story of Jesus, but I'm not a Whoopi Goldberg fan.
He would be funny because I would think it'd be Iago up there the entire time.
Yeah. That's what it would sound like. I don't know if I could get past that one. If rides are something you want to do during this time period, knock them out early in the day or in the afternoon, early in the day and then hit World Showcase in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Because some of the rides will get crowded later on. That's kind of typical, a little bit of a rope drop. but as you're also there, if you're there for Thanksgiving, if you were there the last 2 weeks in December, they're crazy, crazy busy. So if there is a storyteller, because they do have storytellers throughout a lot of the different pavilions, you have Pierre Noel. I don't know anybody else's name, but you have them throughout the World Showcase, and they will tell you the story of their Christmas, kind of their Santa Claus. And if you do want to see those, check a times guide, and you may want to even get to those 15 to 20 minutes early just to make sure that you're able to catch them. Another opportunity is if you stop by the right side of the American Pavilion, there is a photo with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. Again, this is they literally put in here, this is an exciting pit stop for tadpoles to tell Santa what's on their list this year, and a great photo opportunity as well.
What if I want to tell Santa what I want? Am I a tadpole?
No, you're a frog, apparently.
Why?
Because the children are tadpoles. So you would be a frog. That's why I thought it was an interesting. Why couldn't they just say children? I don't know. I would like to write the stuff for Disney. For these descriptions, I think it would be great. Because they always use like words like rootin' tootin' and rowdy good time and rascal. That's what it should have said. If your little rascals would like to take a break and meet Mr. and Mrs. Claus, send your little potatoes on over. That's what I feel like it should say. You want to talk food?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So we have 12 booths. We just got back from dinner.
I'm just kidding.
You have half a burger in the fridge. So 12 food booths this year. They have added a booth. They've added like a New York style deli booth.
Uh-huh.
So we do have 12 food booths. This is still the smallest of the festivals as far as the number of booths. But we'll go ahead and go through them and let's talk about what we're most excited to try. So first is, I'm just going to start butchering it off the bat. So this is La Marche de Noel Holiday Kitchen.
Where?
And we have right here.
Oh.
We have first is the Napoleon de Saumon Fumé Brioche à la Neth. It's smoked salmon, Napoleon, and a dill brioche. Next, we have, I'm not going to even read the, I guess these are French words, Italian words. Next, we have a turkey and mushrooms and a velette cream sauce served in a light puff pastry. And then we have a chocolate cake with dark chocolate caramel ganache log, Christmas log. All right.
Those always make me laugh. Yeah. Sorry.
Not that I have a log. Next, we have a spiced rum punch slush. We had this, did we? Yeah, we had this last year, didn't we? I think we had the spiced rum last year. It's spiced rum, rum clement, VSOP, orange and pineapple juice with cinnamon, Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot blend. You have a holiday sparkling wine and Monin cranberry syrup. And then you have a Brut Blanc de Blanc sparkling wine. What on that list of food is something that you are most excited to try?
The turkey and mushroom.
I will not do that one, so I will get the Christmas log. Because I don't know that I trust smoked salmon or salmon
That's
from a
booth. That's kind of what I was a little thinking.
So, yeah, I think the Christmas log would be good. The turkey, stop laughing at log. The turkey and mushroom, it sounds good in a light puff pastry if I can pick the mushrooms out.
But you just said that you had a mushroom burger thing.
Right, they were blended in the burger with meat.
So, I'm saying that you liked it. You might like that. You don't know.
I will not. Next is the American Holiday Table. Best booth, in my opinion.
Why?
Because it's straight America. This is, again,
okay, Jared.
We'll talk about these foods, and then we can get into a quick discussion on the American Pavilion overall food if we want. And if we don't want to, then you're still going to get in one because I'm going to bring it up. So, okay. Hand-carved smoked ham with green beans and sweet potato casserole.
Kid approved.
Slow-roasted turkey with stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Chocolate pecan tart and whipped cream and caramel sauce. And then they have a red and green chocolate chip cookie.
It's vegetarian.
Yeah, it's vegetarian. Huh. So, ew. They do have a holiday cookie stroll this year. And the cookies as we get along, there are ones where you can actually mark off your list each of the cookies that you get. And then you do get a special cookie at the end if you eat all the other cookies.
Really?
Yeah. It's a holiday cookie stroll.
Huh.
I can't make this stuff up.
Maybe we should try that.
Then we got down to a American Heritage Milk Chocolate Gourmet Hot Cocoa with Wonder Made Marshmallows, non-alcoholic, kid approved, Orange Blossom Brewing Cranberry Kringle Pilsner. Mother of God, I want that. I love Orange Blossom Brewery. Cranberry Kringle Pilsner. That
sounds
good.
Is this the first time you're reading
that? Yeah.
Okay.
Shipyard Eggnog White Porter. A J. Dubs Seasons Greetings Peppermint Milk Stout, or you can get the Holiday Beer Flight with all three of those.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah. And then there's a Cocoa Candy Cane, which is American Heritage Milk Chocolate Hot Cocoa with Peppermint Schnapps. That one will be alcoholic. Mm-hmm. That will be for adults. What do you like on the food menu?
Probably the hand-carved smoked ham.
Yeah, that sounds very, very good. Mm-hmm. I think last year I did the slow roasted turkey with stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cranberry sauce, and it was delicious.
Sounds like they'd just be all together, like all.
It's like you would get it on your plate at Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Well, then maybe I would try that.
These again, you know, when we talk about the quick service in America, please take from these food booths and put those on the menu. Year round, you should be able to walk into that quick service and get a slow roasted turkey with stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cranberry sauce.
Why?
Because that's America. And then another item on the menu is a actual great burger. Another one is a great barbecue item. Another one is the lobster roll. Maybe there's a shrimp and grits. Just take what you're doing at these festivals, which is so good, and put it in a quick service so that when people come from other countries, they don't think we just eat bad chicken nasty fingers, hot dogs, and frozen hamburgers.
Yeah, it's not nasty, but
they're not great, though. All right, next one, go to the Bavaria Holiday Kitchen.
I guess you're going to get the beer flight.
I'm totally getting the beer flight. They didn't have wine there. You could do the Cocoa Candy Cane. Mm-hmm. Peppermint schnapps might be good. All right, next we're going to do the Bavaria Holiday Kitchen. This has a potato dumpling with mushroom sauce.
Get approved.
Sauerbraten, red cabbage in spatzel, a cheese fondue in a bread bowl with fresh steamed baby vegetables and marble potatoes featuring Melissa's produce.
Get approved and vegetarian, that sounds actually
really good. Yeah, then we have a Black Forest roulade with cherry whipped cream. And here's your peppermint sugar cookie.
These are all vegetarian.
They all appeal to vegetarian. Mm. Then we have a Possmann Pure Hard Apple Cider, a Possmann Pure Hard Black Currant Apple Cider, Schopenhofer Pink Grapefruit Hefeweizen, or you can get the Cider Flight. They do have a house-made hot spiced wine, and they have a specialty Riesling. So
you're probably going. Would be good.
Oh, you would do the spiced wine?
I think that's like a. Wouldn't that mold, be like a
mulled wine?
Yeah, wouldn't that be like a apple? Is it apple cider? Like what you make? What we make?
No. This is wine. It's not cider.
But you okay?
There's a difference between like mulled wine and hot cider. Mm. Ask me the difference.
What's the difference?
I'm not sure. So, what do you like on the food item menu? That cheese fondue in a bread bowl?
Gosh, yeah, but the potato dumpling with the mushroom sauce sounded good too. So
again, if I can pick the mushrooms aside.
So I'm going to do both.
Okay.
And the sugar cookie.
Okay.
I want to get those cookies. Because you wouldn't... Let's just bring a bunch of snack bags. And then we don't have to eat them.
You don't have to like prove that you ate them. I think you have you order the cookie. I'm pretty sure you get like a guide like the scavenger hunt. And you order the cookie. And then they stamp your book.
Right.
You don't have to prove that you ate the cookie. Nobody's saying you have to eat the cookie to get to the end of the stroll, turn it in, and then get your bonus cookie.
Okay.
You would be sick.
Yeah. So that's why I said let's take some snack bags.
And just save the cookies.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. Let's go ride Splash Mountain several times, and we'll get free bags.
Okay.
And we'll use those to put the snacks in. All right, next is Feast of the Three Kings. I like the name of that booth.
Oh, makes me want to sing.
First one, go ahead.
No.
First one is sofrito marinated beef with sweet plantains and olives. This is gluten and wheat friendly. Then they have a queso fresco stuffed arepa topped with shrimp, crushed avocado, ají, and tomato sauce. Gluten, wheat friendly. I'm not going to say that anymore. They're all gluten and wheat friendly.
How are they friendly?
Then they have arepas topped with melted queso fresco. Vegetarian, kid approved, gluten, wheat friendly. Then tres leches rice pudding with pumpkin seeds and a green and white sugar cookie. Again, vegetarian. They have the tropical eggnog. Oh, tropical and eggnog are two words that do not go together. But it is non-alcoholic and kid approved. They have MIA Beer Company, Trey Ray's Mango Golden. That sounds good. And then they have a tropical eggnog with Bacardi Gold Dark Rum Floater for the adults. What do you like on the food menu?
I'm still laughing at this gluten wheat friendly. It was the wheat.
This is a great, this is the booth to go to if you have
section
allergies, if you have food allergies. Yeah. I mean, if you have a gluten allergy,
friendly.
Yeah. It's gluten, like gluten and wheat. You can't have those. Which do you like?
Shrimp.
Okay. I want all
crusted
of them.
Avocado.
I would eat. I would order all four of these.
Well, wouldn't you order the arepas?
Yeah, and there's two different arepas. And then the sofrito marinated beef sounds great. Just pick the olives off for me with sweet plantains.
Mm.
Sign me
up. All right, well,
up.
Let's get them off.
I want all of those and the MIA.
How many days are we going
to
be here?
We got a lot of eating to do, man. I don't know when we're going to do all this. But okay. And then, MIA Beer Company, Trey Race Mango Golden sounds great. Next is the Shiwasu Holiday Kitchen. You can get the New Year Celebration Soba, which is buckwheat soba noodles and hot dashi soup with chicken and spinach. Or you can get a holiday green tea Yule log. Cue the laughter from immature Rhonda. Delicate sponge cake rolled with whipped cream filling. Mm. For drinks, they have the Ichigo Milk Boba.
Ugh.
Poppin' Strawberry Boba Cream Drink with Japanese Kalpiko. That's non-alcoholic. You can get a Sapporo draft beer or a cinnamon apple cider, which is plum wine, that's orange sweet. Juice with lemonade and apples. Mm. Like my face is puckering reading that. food, are you going to go Yule Log?
No.
or are you going to go with the buckwheat soba noodles in hot dashi soup with chicken and spinach, which sounds incredible on a cool Florida night?
And it may be.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, what was the rest of like that? Oh, no, that was the end of my statement. Oh. That sounds incredible on a cool Florida night.
Yes.
That was it. Okay. Period.
Well, you acted like you were going to say, but it won't be cool.
It might not be cool, but it still sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be cold tomorrow.
Yeah. Would you do the cinnamon apple cider, plum wine, orange juice?
Plum wine is very sweet. Plum wine, so sweet. You've got your orange juice, lemonade, and apple.
That sounds so weird.
I think it would balance out because the plum wine is so sweet. I don't like plum wine.
Yeah.
Because it's so sweet.
And it's thick.
Okay.
Like almost syrupy sometimes because it's so sweet. Yeah. Yeah. That. I wonder if it'll be like the bourbon drink from Flavors of Fire that has a piggy wing in it. That on paper sounds like the most disgusting thing ever, but then it's actually good.
Well, I mean, again, it's really sweet. So you've got orange juice, which is, you know, a little tart. You've got lemonade and then apples. Depending on the apples, you can get a semi-sweet apple.
Yeah, that makes it sound like it's just going to be, I'm guessing that just means it's going to be diced apples floating in the drink like a sangria.
Probably.
This is kind of like a winter sangria. Really?
Sure. We'll have to try it.
We can try it. All right, next we have the holiday sweets and treats. You have a peppermint sundae, which is chocolate ice cream, whipped cream, and peppermint candy, gluten and wheat friendly, kid approved. You have your holiday tree sugar cookie.
I'm excited for these cookies.
And this is your holiday cookie stroll completer cookie, which is a red and green Mickey sugar cookie.
See, now we have to do it.
All right. Beverages, you have hot cocoa. You got a T.G. Lee eggnog, which is non-alcoholic. Chocolate apple shake featuring Twinings winter spice tea. Non-alcoholic. You have the Shipyard Eggnog White Porter, a hot cocoa with assorted cordials like Bailey's Irish Cream, Frangelico, or Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. You have a Fire Nog, which is the T.G. Lee Eggnog with Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. And you have a Chocolate Apple Shake featuring Twinnings, Winter Spice Tea, and Butterscotch Schnapps.
Mm. What are you doing?
Well, I think the Peppermint Sundae sounds really, really good. And then I would be very interested to try, I guess, the eggnog with Fireball. No, I'd rather go hot cocoa with Bailey's, but they have the hot cocoa flight at Hollywood Studios. So, you know what? Chocolate apple shake featuring Twinings, winter spice tea, and butterscotch schnapps, which would be much more delicious if it was Joffrey's tea.
Yeah.
CTM 20. What do you think? I know you want that completer cookie.
Yeah. I don't know. I would love, because I actually like eggnog. I like.
You do actually like eggnog.
But I like to buy the smallest bottle you can get, which is usually, and I only like one cup, and then I'm done.
That's you're done for the holiday season. Yeah.
So I would like that, but the Fireball is so good and love it, but I don't think it mixes well with my red hair because I've had it before and I was not very nice.
You were a raging, horrible person that night, but this is, did you admit it?
I do. That's
but you're
saying.
Talking about being mixed with an eggnog. I mean, you're not talking about doing several shots of it like you did that evening.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think I did. Well, anyways, that's beside the point, but I could try it. And if I'm a horrible person, that's all on you.
This goes back to our half marathon talk. I use tequila. We could use Fireball. Mile 6 to 8 is like your first shot.
Bethany said
mile
I could do it.
9 is your second.
Bethany
mile
said
10
I could
is
do
your
it.
7th. So,
she's going to do it with me.
Yeah, all right. Take we're going to move on. We're going to move on to the brand new kitchen this year.
Ooh.
And do you know how this is pronounced, my love? You don't.
Lechaim. Oh, how'd you know?
Because my last name is Stein. This is the Laheim Holiday Kitchen. This is the new one for this year, and they're doing a pastrami on rye with house-made disgusting stuff.
That was pickles and mustard.
Pickles and deli mustard. They have a potato knish with herb sour cream, a chicken and matzo ball soup, and a black and white cookie. is their cookie there. Then for beverages, we have egg cream, which is milk, chocolate syrup, and seltzer. You have a Brooklyn Brewery Brooklyn Lager and a Blue Cosmo cocktail. What are you going food-wise here? Because I think you would absolutely love the pastrami. It's also, they don't have it on here, but...
I would. That's what I would get.
Yeah, when I did the sip and stroll, the chef there that was talking about this said it is house-made pastrami as well. So they are making the pastrami there. They're making the pickles. I think you would love that.
The mustard.
I would do the potato knish or the chicken and matzo ball soup. I think those sound really good.
Cool. Oh, we have to get the black and white cookie.
Yes, of course. And next we go to my favorite year after year, Las Posadas Holiday Kitchen. We have an enchilada de pollo con mole, which is chipotle chicken in a corn tortilla topped with mole negro and garnished with shredded Oaxaca cheese and sesame seeds. You have a tamal de camarón, which is corn tamal stuffed with guajillo marinated shrimp topped with mole rojo and shredded cojita cheese. And then you have arroz con leche, which is rice pudding with cranberries.
Wow, you read all that very well.
And I want all three. Beverages, we have Cerveza Mexicana Artisanal, which is Allende Mexican craft ale served with a floater of Kahlua. Interesting.
Oh,
I don't know about that one. Cream and beer, basically. That's odd. Well, it's a liqueur. It's not really cream. Noche Buena Margarita, which is Lebeluya Jovan Tequila. Nope. Cranberry and lime juices and agave nectar topped with lime foam and sprinkles. And then we have a La Posada Margarita, which is Cazadores Blanco Tequila, horchata cinnamon liqueur, and agua de horchata topped with cinnamon.
Agua? Water.
Yeah. What do you like on the food menu? Because I literally would eat all three of those. I mean, both the enchilada and the tamal sound incredible.
Yeah, I would probably do the tamal.
Okay. And do you like a drink on that
menu?
I didn't. Yeah, you shouldn't have any of those.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we've got Shanghai Holiday Kitchen. Pork and vegetable egg rolls. Kalen approved. Mongolian beef bao bun in a fortune cookie. I like how they threw that in. Celebration barbecue pork with steamed rice in a fortune cookie. Spicy mala chicken with steamed rice in a fortune cookie. Then for drinks, they've got sweetened bubble milk tea. Mango flavored milk tea with tapioca pearls. Non-alcoholic. They have jasmine beer and plum wine. Man, this is another one. All three of those dish. Mongolian beef bao bun or barbecue pork. Those sound awesome.
I started to say either one of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably do the bao bun.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if I'd want to eat it and think it's a person.
I know. I can never do that again. Eat my child. Don't go. Next, we have Taste Track, which is new for 2018. Croissant donut tossed in cinnamon sugar. A croissant donut with chocolate and holiday sprinkles. A croissant donut with eggnog pastry cream and ginger snap crumbs. And then we have a gelato. Beverages are pancake milkshake.
How dare you bring that back?
And a Bonfi Rosa Regal sparkling red. If people didn't listen to our food and wine review.
Jamie, Jared, and I all tasted it. All of us tasted it, and the kids.
And it was perfectly fine, but it just tasted like a regular old vanilla milkshake.
It was a vanilla milkshake.
Don't call it a pancake milkshake.
Nope.
Liars. What do you like as far as the croissant donuts? I think the eggnog pastry cream and ginger snap sounds very, very interesting.
It sounds interesting, but it sounds like I could take one bite and be done. So I would probably do the cinnamon sugar.
Yeah, maybe a little bit lighter.
Because that to me is just a bread. And
okay.
Not crazy sweet. That's it?
No, we got a couple more. Next, we're moving on to the Tuscany Holiday Kitchen. And this has a cavatappi quattro formaggi, which is baked four cheese pasta, Parmesan crumble and truffle essence. Kid approved.
That sounds good.
Mozzarella in carrozza, which is golden crusted fried mozzarella sandwich and tomato sauce. My lord. That sounds incredible.
Kid approved.
Crespel de mele, cinnamon apple fritters and a vanilla sauce drizzle with chocolate caramel sauce. Then we have, I'm not going to try to say some of these other ones. We have a warm hazelnut chocolate cake with vanilla mascarpone cream. And a miniature traditional Italian Christmas fruit cake.
Why?
Why not? Is what I would ask.
Are people going to buy it and put it as a doorstopper?
Oh, good one.
seriously, I don't know who likes fruitcake. And it weighs like 5 pounds. Haven't you seen Olaf's Frozen Adventure?
Yeah, I want to watch that. Then for drinks, we have a Moretti Lager, a Moretti La Russa Double Malt Beer, Pinot Grigio, not to be confused with Pinot Gris. We have a Chianti, Prosecco, a Corbinello, and a Moscato.
Wow, that's a lot.
I got a golden crusted fried mozzarella sandwich with tomato sauce. That right now I'm already putting to the top of my list is what I'm actually excited to try the most. That sounds awesome.
Okay.
Nice fried gooey. I hope some of the cheese is burnt on the edges. Mm. Oh, and I imagine in tomato sauce is going to be like your normal tomato soup dipper, but instead you're dipping it in tomato sauce, gravy. So Italians call it gravy, not tomato sauce. Okay. A little trivia for you. Next is Sapphire Holiday Kitchen. This, I'm going to say right now, I, in the past, was not always that impressed with a lot of the food booths here. We have not eaten at a lot of these food booths. Last year, we barely ate at any. I'm really impressed with these menus this year. They sound awesome, and they really are upping the food game.
Yeah.
Graham grilled lamb kefta kebab with whole wheat pita, cucumber, olives, tomatoes, mint yogurt sauce, and harissa cilantro dressing.
That would be mine.
Confit of shermoula chicken drum with cinnamon Granny Smith apple, toasted almonds, Brussels sprouts, and Pinot Noir glaze. Then we have warm beignets with cream, cinnamon sugar, toasted almonds, and chocolate sauce.
Mm.
Wow. Beverages, we have Casa beer. We have a Casbah Prestige red wine. Then we have a poinsettia cocktail, which is sparkling wine, orange liqueur, and cranberry juice topped with orange blossom water. Or you have a walnut spiced coffee with walnut liqueur and topped with cinnamon and whipped cream. So you're going lamb kefta?
Yes.
I'd pick that too. That sounds awesome.
Sounds really good.
Actually,
that sounds the best what I've...
Yeah. I always get the Casa beer from the very unfriendly cast members that work in Morocco, so I'm not too pressed on any of the drinks here for me. Next, we have the Yukon Holiday Kitchen. And here we have a seared salmon with crown maple whiskey glaze, parsnip silk, odd, apple chutney and hazelnut croquant, traditional French Canadian toutère with Canadian ketchup.
What is that?
I don't know. Eh? Canadian ketchup. I don't know. I guess it's ketchup made in Canada. Maybe they have different tomatoes up there. I'm actually not sure. Never heard of Canadian ketchup. Maybe it's just served really, really cold.
That's not funny.
Because it's so cold in Canada. Then they have a maple
bûche. Not always.
Then they have a maple bûche de Noël, which is a maple mousse rolled in gingerbread chiffon cake with cranberry sauce and pecan crumble. And a gold chocolate chip cookie.
Yay.
Beverages. Frozen coffee. Non-alcoholic. Oh, kids will flip over that.
Kaylin doesn't like cold. You like cold coffee.
Lacey will love it. Next. Unibrow Ephemere Strawberry and Rhubarb. Most excited alcoholic beverage on the list. It's my unibrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Need a
then they have a Riesling ice wine, a Pearl Vendel ice wine, a Gold Oak ice wine, or you can get an ice wine flight. Ooh.
Maybe I would try that because it sounds all white.
Yeah.
The Riesling.
Then you got a frozen coffee with Tap 357 whiskey.
Mm. Is this coffee Joffrey's?
I don't know. It does not say.
Should
but
be.
We then have several other little booths throughout and food offerings throughout. At some of the places that are kind of already there. So you can get like, I'm not going to go through all these, but like at the patisserie, they have the chocolate Christmas log with chocolate mint cream mousse and chocolate crunch biscuit. What is wrong? Fountain View Cafe. They have a Mickey Santa hat cupcake.
Yes.
At the, oh my, Canada popcorn cart. Pecan maple bark featuring crown maple
like
syrup.
Peppermint bark?
Yeah.
Oh,
that sounds interesting.
That sounds very interesting.
At Fife and Drum, they here's get a Budweiser pie. Reserve Collection Copper Lager. Oh. And they have a holiday apple pie sundae with soft serve ice cream. That sounds kind of like what... that was like a hot apple pie that Jamie had at the... Remember? In the festival center? She had that like apple pie drink.
She said it was...
That great. Like, it was so sweet.
It was so sweet. Yeah. But she said it was good. But it was so tiny, so it was good. They have a pumpkin spice funnel cake.
Now, we do have at our four Joffrey's coffee and tea carts at Future World East, Canadian Pavilion, Showcase Plaza, and American Adventure Pavilion. You get a brown jug bourbon cream with eggnog topped with whipped cream and a dash of cinnamon. Grey Goose and Kahlua with eggnog topped with whipped cream and a dash of cinnamon. Rum Chata with eggnog topped with whipped cream and a dash of cinnamon.
That sounds good.
Bailey Salted Caramel with eggnog topped with whipped cream and a dash of cinnamon. I think this is sponsored by whipped cream and a dash of cinnamon is what it sounds like.
I would love the Rum Chata because remember when we did the...
Beignets. The Rum Chata was so good.
It was fantastic.
Then we have at the Refreshment Outpost, warm caramel stuffed salted pretzel with soft serve ice cream and chocolate sauce. Jeremy approved. Says it right there on the menu.
Says get approved, but okay.
That was at the Refreshment Outpost. At the Refreshment Port. Read this. Oh my gosh. Read this for me. Dude.
Turkey poutine, sweet potato fries with turkey gravy, cranberry relish, and crispy onions.
Get in my belly.
Okay.
That, you know what Jared would say that is?
What?
Mouth pleasure.
Really?
Yeah.
He likes that stuff too?
No, but he used the word mouth pleasure on an episode the other day and pretty much creeped out everyone in the world.
Aww.
Yeah.
Poor Jared.
He's not allowed to use that anymore.
No, don't use that.
I had to sneak it in.
That's like... men saying moist.
Oh, he said moist several times that
episode.
No. Yeah, it was. I almost turned that episode off and decided to unsubscribe. But I thought, you know what? I like Jamie, and Jamie's fun to listen to.
I
can put up with
Jared. Did she stop him?
She tried her best.
I know. I can see Jamie doing that.
I'm hoping he slept on the couch that night because he said moist and mouth pleasure several times.
Okay, so. Stop saying it.
All right. So,
good job, Jamie.
I'm not sure if this was helpful to people or they have no idea what's going on. But
At least they probably laughed.
I hope they did.
They may have cried.
With or at is the question. Did they laugh with you or did they laugh at you, Rhonda?
I don't care.
Okay, good. That's my girl. You just wanted to get through this so we can go finish our Hallmark movie from last night, didn't you? Because we have to find out if her and Johnny Blaze end up together. Right?
Yeah, that's you all talking, man.
I'm excited to see the rest of it.
My sweet husband's watching it all by himself.
I already know what happens, and I haven't even seen the end of the movie.
You're sweet.
I'm telling you. Thank you. You're sweet too. So hopefully this was helpful. If we are going to try and get out and try all these, our December 5th and 6th trip is a little interesting because we already got Via Napoli for lunch. But we will be back. Not only I will be there December 11th through hopefully the 16th. You guys will be joining me the 14th to 16th. We're back to the 21st to 23rd, but I don't know that we're going to be able to hit up booths when we're there with your parents, unless you and I get to but anyway, we're gonna try and do what we can. We may try and sneak down there maybe another day if possible and try some of this, or at least I will.
I'm like, when?
Yeah, at least I will. But thank you guys so much for listening, with Rhonda.
Thank you.
I do have to do it every day and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Not sure about that.
You were rare form tonight. It's been a long day. It's been a long week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for the freezing cold this weekend in Boston?
I'm just gonna pray that it'll snow because it's gonna be so stupid cold.
Yeah,
I just you want something it to out snow
of it. Now I have a bad feeling it's just gonna be that freezing rain where you're just wet and cold all the time. But we'll be in a nice cozy hotel and hopefully
watching Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we're doing. They need to have it on the plane. I wonder if I could download some to my phone so we can watch them on the way up. I've got like six on DVR now.
Our next episode, all about Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's going to be our new podcast coming out.
No.
Yep. Jared and Jeremy talk Hallmark. It is confusing with all these J names.
Yep. And here I am, Rhonda.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I should be a part. I feel like you should.
You stick out. You're different. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have not already, please subscribe and make sure you leave us a rating and review because
it helps our show grow.
I hope that's all that we've got. We'll see you real soon.